Water Stewardship in Agriculture, today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Minnesota is a water-rich state, and farmers there are working to keep it that way. Warren Formo heads the Minnesota Agricultural Water Resource Center.
Farmers take water quality, water issues very seriously, and recognize a lot of these issues and are working very hard to address them.
Formo says irrigation is a big water user in many parts of the U.S., but only about 4% of Minnesota's cropland is irrigated, according to Formo.
We know that as soils vary across a field, not every type of soil needs the same amount of water. There are several farmers in Minnesota who are part of research projects to essentially vary the rate across the field as that pivot goes around. And it's very new technology, rather costly at this point.
Formo likes the results so far.
Tremendous potential to save water, tremendous potential to make nitrogen efficiency better, and very cutting-edge technology that we're rather excited about.
Formo says dairy farms, for example, use cold water to keep bulk tanks of milk cool, and as that water warms up, it becomes drinking water for the cattle and used to clean barns. The manure is eventually applied to a field, providing nutrients and water for the crops. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.